Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry is campaigning through the South this weekend with events in Texas, Mississippi, and on Monday, Florida. But even when the plane is far from the Sunshine State, it carries lots of oranges on board. NPR's Scott Horsley explains why in this citrus-flavored postcard.
As John Kerry's chartered 727, Air Force wannabe, climbs into the sky, oranges begin to ricochet across the cabin floor, as if the plane were a giant pinball machine. Journalists in the back of the jet try to roll the fruit uphill towards the cockpit, while campaign staffers, riding in first class, send their oranges spinning towards the rear galley. Orange bowling is a time-honored ritual on campaign planes. The goal is to send one's fruit the length of the aisle. The press corps usually instigates the game, but the candidates and those around them also join in. Nancy Reagan once carried a whole bag of oranges onto her husband's plane just to bowl them down the aisle. Citrus skee-ball may be a good way to blow off steam amidst the manic absurdity of cross-country campaigning, but what would the voters think, especially the voters in a state like Florida? Casey Pace is a spokeswoman for Florida Citrus Mutual, a trade group representing thousands of that state's orange growers.
We have not heard about orange bowling as a campaign pastime. However, consuming Florida citrus, whether it's drinking it or bowling with it, as it appears to be now, ensures a fresh and healthy start to anyone's day.
The vast majority of Florida's oranges are squeezed into juice. So there's a good chance the pint-sized bowling balls on Kerry's plane actually came from that other citrus state, the one with the Golden Gate Bridge and the 55 electoral votes. Pace doesn't even like to think about that.
Hopefully they're Florida oranges, and hopefully they're drinking lots of orange juice as well.
The always competitive John Kerry seems to take his orange bowling seriously. There's a zen-like concentration about him as he kneels in the aisle, measuring the angle of takeoff and the plane's side-to-side roll. Kerry, who's a pilot himself, doesn't so much bowl his orange as he carefully positions it on the carpet and lets go, allowing gravity and other natural forces to take over. Of all the oranges bowled on all the different candidates' planes, most spin off course and wind up wedged under a seat somewhere. But sometimes a well-bowled orange, like a lucky candidate, finds a clear path down the aisle, and every now and then, one goes all the way. Scott Horsley, NPR News.